The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. And, we need a hope and a prayer. It is the 20th of June, 2011. And with me, and as he has been with me for, I don't know, how many months? How many?
Since December 9th of 2009.
Clean him up, will you? He sounds like he's standing in a mud puddle. Since when, Ronald?
December 9th, 2009. I think that was the first show I was on.
Really?
Yes.
It's been that long?
It seemed like just yesterday to me, John. Has it been that long for you?
No, don't take that in a negative way. It's just that I was just thinking that, man, time flies. I didn't think it was that long.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I just came across the site. I just did a Google search on the book, and it came up with your show on December 9th.
What a Christmas present we gave people, huh?
Yeah.
Well, very interesting times we're in, is it not, my friend?
It most certainly is, and if you could just keep your hat on while the wind is blowing, I think everything will work its way out.
If not, I can guarantee you one thing. There's going to be an escape clause in the contract of life. One of these days, you're going to die.
Yes, what was it, Alice in Wonderland, off with their heads? Yeah, I think that might happen. Who knows?
But the whole game plan is I want to go in my own good time of natural causes. I don't need a hastened death by people that, they hate life. And I think it's pretty much demonstrable by the creatures that are running things right now, not only in this country, but on a global scale, is, gee, I've kind of got the idea they really don't care about us. Do you think, Ron?
Yeah, and you know that's absolutely true. Look at the blacks off the shore of Bikini Island when they did the atomic bomb, just to see what the effect of radiation would be on the human body. Jeez, yeah, we're dispensable.
Ah, well, for the greater good.
Yes.
What good is that? Have they told me what the good is?
You know, if you find out, let me know, would you?
Yeah. Well, I pretty much got an idea. They want control of the planet, and they want to eliminate a good portion of the population because we can't have all these useless eaters out there. We can't have all these whiners and complainers and people demanding change. And you want to do what? Do a world government? They need to call the herd to a manageable cattle chute. I, for one, don't want to go along with that. Life is a precious gift that wasn't given to me by them. By God Almighty, and I'll let them talk to God. Well, and depending on your religious and structured beliefs, they're going to have an opportunity to do that. They can go to hell and dance with the devil in the pale moonlight for all I care, but they will be judged on the fruit that they have borne. And it's pretty rancid and pretty tasteless fare. Control and greed.
Yeah.
Not two ingredients that are going to make up a world structure of any world I want to live in.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42,
I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. I've had many complaints on this. I listen to the show and I don't know who's doing it. I've only been doing it for 20 years, so okay. Just in case somebody missed it, I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and I've got Ron McDonald on with me. No, he's not associated with the Golden Arches. How many times have you heard that, Ron?
Oh, geez, it's on a yearly basis. I could write 365 paragraphs on it, I think.
Yeah. It's one of those things like, yeah, that's the first time I heard that. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Well, it looks like push is fixing to come to shove.
Who's shoving and who's pushing?
Well, out in Greece, we got these austerity measures that it appears that Steve Forbes and the IMF gave them a list of things to do. And toward the top of the list was privatize the electric company.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't appear that the electric company is going to go down without swinging. It looks like they're going to go on strike.
Well, and you know what? You hit upon something, Mark, that I've been thinking about a whole lot over the weekend, and that is the push by the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and all their beloved little corporations that they fund, and this is a power grab.
Yep.
And you're exactly right.
Now, the Greek folks over there is probably going to take, I'm going to assume, that their education in these types of matters is head and shoulders ahead of my neighbors. I don't think that they're... You think they're rioting now.
Yeah.
You just wait till you shut this electricity off, and I don't believe they're going to be pointing fingers at the folks that work for the electrical company here. I could be wrong, but I could think this could be a turning point here, John.
Well, and it could be. We have not reached the point here in this country because the QE 1 and 2, well, has worked remarkably well for propaganda purposes. They've convinced the American public that we're going to use you as the surety and the backup plan here to pay off the bankers that have gotten you in this position in the first place. They've not yet come to that realization. A lot of people have, but not as a general consensus across the country. And we are like one step behind Greece right now and Spain. I mean, we are in worse trouble in many regards than Greece or Spain. And we've got the EB-5 program, or this wonderful thing that they're calling the foreign trade zones that, well, we're going to sell off part and parcel, just a little bit of property here and there. We're going to allow the Red Chinese to come in and set up and do business right here on our own soil. And this is part and parcel. Now, if you've noticed, and Mark, I know you are because you're from Texas. And down here, we understand what muffin meadows are, and please don't feed me the bull because I can smell it before I see it. And what have they been doing? What did Ricky Perry try to do in this country with the Red Chinese and the Spanish companies?
Trans-Texas.
Thank you.
Well, you already sold Silver Oil.
Yeah.
I mean, I forget exactly the particulars on the situation, but it was considerable amount that the Chinese procured, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had the Boise, Idaho. John, I think just what we're hearing is probably just the tip of the iceberg. You remember, I think I heard this on, I believe it was Mark Anderson's show, maybe someone else. I'm sorry if I got the source of this wrong, but they were going to have the meeting in July.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be pretty much emceed by our favorite governor over in Virginia, Mr. I believe McDonald was going to come over here, and he's going to hold this up in Denver, if I believe it's right. I think it's July 5th. It starts somewhere in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our 50, or maybe not 50, but quite a substantial amount of our governors are going to go up there to sashay with the Chinese trying to divvy up this property. You'll hear word about this in the news.
Well, let me ask you this. Mainstream, oh, God. Have you heard about the two nuclear power plants in this country that are in severe trouble?
They could be. Well, it's what happens when you blow up flipping levees. You know? I mean, think you were talking about meadow muffins. You know, they roll downhill, too, before they dry.
Well, but the point is, just to illustrate your point, that nobody's going to be
graphic.
I know how to do that. you know, have they been talking about the free trade zones, the 258 free trade zones that are set to be manned by the communist Chinese in this country? No. And I'm just talking about two nuclear power plants that they will not touch with a 10-foot pole. Now, why is that? No, but we're hearing about this yahoo, this coked-out broad in Florida that killed her kid. Excuse me, that's tragic and that's sad, but you know how many millions of dollars of airtime they burned up on this? And to what extent, to what end? That we can all publicly proclaim that she's either innocent or guilty? I don't care!
And on the list of importance and wasting of media time,
yeah.
Look at this cast of characters. You know, how about the Herman Cains, the Michelle Bachmans, the Tim Pawlenties, the Mitt Romney? Who cares? That's a three-ring circus down in New Orleans.
That's all that it is. That's all it is.
Robbie got into a topic with the guy from Kentucky about the Bilderbergers. I put their list of attendees head and shoulders above this gaggle of folks we got running for the Republican nomination, you know, as far as a list of importance. But, yeah, the flooding of the Missouri, haven't heard a word.
Well, and I've gotten emails from people in Montana. They're telling me they still got 5 to 8 foot of snow on the ground, and they just got another snowfall. Well, that stuff's going to melt, and it's going to run into some river someplace, and it's going to collapse more levees. Ironically, we have no rain in Texas, but north of us, these people seem like it's, I don't know, like somebody turned on the shower and forgot to turn it off. It's been raining for months.
Well, all I know is instead of trying to follow the Bilderbergers, maybe and I may be a possible volunteer for this. We may want to hit Denver. Can you imagine seeing all these governors there and actually pulling off some type of a newscast?
Well, isn't it ironic that you mention that? Because
yes,
there's now a lady on the air that does a radio program, I do believe, on a station that's in Denver. She does it 3 days a week. She's going to be doing five with us. Maggie is her name. And she's taking over for, Jerry DeMars and Jenny Hodges for the summer. So she's going to be on that radio station for 1 hour a day, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. But we're going to be carrying her on the network 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. So we'll be able to speak directly via the airwaves to the fine people in Denver.
This is going to get good.
Yes, sir. That's what the power of radio can do.
Well, it's all about location, location, location.
And timing.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think we're on to something here, because I think there's going to be a lot more going on up there than we're going to be privy to unless we push a little.
Well, and, you know, I appreciate the endeavors that people are doing, trying to track down the Bilderberg meetings every year, trying to find out what they're doing. They're playing this little game. I mean, seriously, Mark, think about it. If you wanted to have a private meeting of the heads of state and the heads of major corporations, why would you advertise it? Why not just quietly send out the invitations and the people assemble? You have, and you can do whatever you want without all the fanfare and the heavy police and the protesters and all that stuff. That's just window dressing crap. That's all that is. I'm more concerned right now about what they're planning and their assets operating in their behalf inside the United States is. And you just named them. How many governors are going to show up over there to sell out America even further? Because you know what? You know what's going to be on the table? Well, you people are broke. You need money. And, well, let's do a few business deals here, and it'll be good for both of us. Just like NAFTA was good for the United States, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
I bet you every governor that's in the red will be there, you want to bet, and that's a substantial amount.
We need to speak to power on a massive scale, and that's what I'm working towards, my friend. I am sick and tired of watching these clowns without the public's knowledge every day watching their country being dismantled before their very eyes.
Well, let's keep after it.
We will, oh, brother.
You take care, Ron. Good speaking with you, buddy.
Hey, same here. Thank you.
All right. Speaking truth to power. I like that.
I like that. I like Mark's voice. I can listen to him for a while.
I know. Well, he's got that good old boy, common sense approach that is so listenable to.
Yeah,
I mean, that's it. Do we have any other callers, Mr. Producer? Do we? He's shaking his head yes. Donna in Colorado. Hello,
hey,
Donna.
Hey, how you doing?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Somebody asked me, how's it going? I looked at him and I said, I know it's going in what direction and how fast sometimes is in question.
Well, it's with great interest that I note that Maggie is now on RBN as well as being on KHNC 1360 The Lion out of Johnstown. And Robbie was talking about it in the last hour about his former connection with American News Net, which is what this radio station is. It's AmericanNewsNet.com. And they're a very pro-Zionist station.
Yeah.
So I just thought it would be interesting to see how all this plays out.
Yeah, it's going to be rather interesting. Don Wiedemann owns that KHAX?
KHNC.
NC, yeah. Don Wiedemann, I've worked with Don in the past on a couple of issues. But we'll see. We actually wanted to produce the radio program here. And they're satisfied with her calling in via telephone. And I said, well, that's really not network quality, but we'll play that for a little while. We'll see how this one turns out, Donna. See, you're already throwing a spike in this thing, and it hasn't even got off the ground yet. Hold on a second. Hold on. We've got to take the break. 800-313-9443 is the Opine number if you've got suggestions, comments, or questions.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We are back. Yeah, Donna, I'm fully aware of who and what these people are. One of the gentlemen over there that works at that radio station, Pastor Michael, that's Michael Golden. They're Jesus-believing Jews.
Exactly.
Let me finish. And I understand. There are some problems. We have this Judeo-Christian thing going on. And, you know, I'm really not too concerned about that because it's going to be them that makes any decisions about the programming on this network. If they don't like it, well, then we'll just take Maggie Roden and we'll run her 2 hours a day and produce all the hours right here on this network. These Judeo-Christians out there, and especially the Jewish people that have found Jesus, if they do not understand that, you know, this is really for their benefit and we're really trying to, in the end result, what we'll end up doing is saving the good Jews of the planet. If they don't understand and appreciate that, well, the hell with them.
Well, John, I wasn't trying to be a negative Nelly because she does have very good information about Agenda 21, and I appreciate that fact, and we need to get that information out there more.
Yes, ma'am.
I trust that you know what you're doing because you've been doing it for 20 years, and I just wanted to let you know how much I do appreciate the wake-up call that RBN has been to me and my husband.
Well, and Donna, I appreciate that, and as I explained, I was talking to Deanna Spingola earlier today, and I said, you know, I'm a guy that will roll the dice on people. And I will not tell them what their subject matter must be, what they can talk about, what they can't talk about. Understand and have situational awareness of who the enemy is. And I said, and adjust accordingly. And either either they will or they won't. And, you know, look, I put it this way to Deanna. I said, I will give somebody enough rope that they can tie their enemy up with it or they can go hang themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognize that Maggie Rodden is going to be bringing a lot of information about the United Nations, Agenda 21, what was just mentioned by the previous caller, the IMF. Well, the IMF was a creation of guess who? United Nations. Who's the power brokers? United Nations, world bankers. Ah, geez, do we see a connection there? So that's why Maggie's on this network, is she's going to be bringing a lot of information to the people about this wonderful good old boy club called the UN.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So thanks, John. I appreciate you.
All right, Donna. Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
I love it. Boy, is this mic sensitive. Whew. Yeah, and that includes you. Oh, boy. Ron.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, so many problems, so many directions, John.
Well, but you know what? We have the time, and we have the platform. What we don't yet have is the reach. By the way, I wanted to say for a few minutes here to close out this segment before we go into the bottom of the hour here. We have a little pledge drive going on here to network. Now, this has been all screwed up, but the figures are right. Okay, to date, we have taken in, no, this isn't right. Okay, yeah, we've taken in $19,328 plus $4,416. What does that add up to? On the fly here, about 24,000, almost 25,000. We're almost halfway to our goal. But we started this thing in, I think, May, was it May 9th? Yes, I think it was May 9th. And we went for 30 days. And I'm looking at this pledge drive and I'm going, wait a minute here. Something ain't right. Now, one person out of that almost $25,000, one person, I hope you're listening here, folks, one person donated $11,000.
Wow.
The person that you're listening to on the air with yours truly today, Ron McDonald, you've already pledged $1,500 to this network. You did a pledge last Monday. Yeah. I'll put up $500 if somebody else will put up $500 out there. So on top of that $11,000, kicking another $1,500, that's $12,500. Two people, mind you, half the donations that came in from this pledge drive. That's pretty pathetic. That is pretty pathetic.
So John, money's tight.
Well, money's tight.
I prefer to invest it in something of a worthy cause.
Well, I'm not talking to the people that, I mean, absolutely do not have any money. I'm not talking to those people because they know who they are. But there are people out there that, well, they're just saving money for a rainy day. You're in the middle of Noah's flood. Okay? So you keep sitting there hanging on to your dollars for a rainy day. And if we don't do something and keep things going and expand them, well, do I need to say the rest of it?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we are back. Betty in Utah. Hello, Betty.
Hi, beautiful.
How are you doing?
Do you have any idea how special Utah is? Not only do we have the NSA 20 miles south, and no, John Moore, it is not a desert. We now have, as of last week, a delegate of Chinese that came over, and we're going to have our own little Chinatown.
Well, and what's this guy's name? Hu Flung Poo?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here, and I've got the printout here that's some, 75 pages long. Of the U.S. foreign trade zones that are going up in this country, some 258 of them?
Yeah, but we get our own Chinatown, honey.
Oh, well.
See how special? Not only the NSA, which is a joke, now we've got a Chinatown. And remember I sent you that stuff on the 600 kilovolt?
600 kilovolt.
You want that line that's going through all of the United States.
Okay.
That Vicky from Utah, I meant from Idaho, was talking about.
Vicky Davis?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me dial up Utah here. Jesus.
And listen to this.
Hmm.
We got snow on the mountains now. It's still snowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's still below 60. It's rain. the creeks are flooding. We got massive snow. They've been shut out of down, you know, like 20 feet of snow. I've lived here 40 years. Never seen nothing like this, baby.
Well, and down here in Texas, we've had a high pressure cell over Texas now for 2 months.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's... Yeah, what I've got here for Utah is I've got the free trade zone number 30, Salt Lake City.
Yep.
The grantee is the Salt Lake City Corporation. They're located at 451 South State Street, room 404 in Salt Lake City, Utah. And the guy over there you need to call is Mike Agerlow, A-K-E-R-L-O-W. Would you like his phone number?
Well, the thing is, I live down 120 miles south. Thing is that, remember, on that information I sent you, John Huntsman had done his mission over there, and he spoke Mandarin. He was the ambassador for years. Then he came 2 years. Then he came back. Now he's got a corrupt Gary Herbert and the Lieutenant Gov. So, you know, we're kind of like Rick Perry's family. Yeah. Special, ain't it?
Well, what else, what do you do when the bank needs to recall their loan? And what do you have to give banks in order to require you getting a loan in the first place? You basically have to prove that you don't need the money.
Yeah, I know.
Now, they've done a little reverse engineering here in this country. We've sold a lot of stuff to China, and we have no way to repay them, except for one thing. Property.
Yep.
And however you deem that, whether it's personal property, you, yourself, or the ability for you to generate revenue for them, or actual physical property.
Yeah.
When they call in the loan, I've said this, how many times you heard me say this, Betty?
Millions.
You know, When we default on this stuff, they're going to be knocking on Uncle Sammy's door going, hey, how are you going to show on this deal? We got a contract. You've got a debt obligation to us. How you can't repay us? So
I think they should take Hillary and the whole crew and just say, "Here, paid in full."
Well, yeah, but you know what? Hillary's not worth a hill of beans, though. What am I going to get out of that? A 52 Hudson hubcap?
Oh my! If you're lucky, sell that for more than you could sell her for.
Yeah, well, she's bought and paid for it. The only thing is that there are little international operatives that have been working in this country under the guise of Republican and Democrat has gone on way too long. It's time that they're exposed and their little agenda to sell out what's left of America and its future and your life and your children's lives. Enough.
Yeah. And also 70% of Utah is either state or federal land.
Bingo. And
Moab, all that.
And what were we talking about at the top of this program? We were talking about...
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay, well, what we were talking about, a caller called in and said, hey...
Mark.
Yes, this grease deal. Well, they want the power company. They want to privatize it.
Yeah.
Well, if you've got public land out there, guess what you're going to have to give up?
The private land. They've already got the public.
Well, no, it was, but my point is that they're calling in the markers. The deals are being made.
Yeah.
And the only thing left.
Go ahead.
And the only thing left is the property.
Yeah.
And they're going to make the deals. And we're going to see Chinese. You know, there's, you know, I've been told recently that, well, you know, there's only about 200 real communists in China. And the people really aren't happy about it. But it's still recognized as the communist Chinese government. And we're going to have a bunch of Chinese communists running around in this country. Millions of them.
We already do.
Yes. Well, I don't know how many exactly because, well...
Everywhere.
Yeah, I know. And so are many millions of people from India and millions of Mexicans and millions of... You know, I appreciate your interest in the country, folks, but you know what? You can emulate what we had in this country before. Go home and set it up yourself. Leave us the hell alone. We got some problems, and you're only going to exacerbate and add to the problem. You need to go home.
It's like the 10,000 Russian troops that are at Fort Bragg. And Dr. Parker was saying Sunday that they're closing down coal mines in Pennsylvania and West Virginia.
Do you have any documentation on the 10,000 Ruskies? Aside from what Wynn Parker said? Because I'm going to tell you what.
No, Betty, he didn't say that.
Okay, but you said.
I think John Moore or somebody like that said that Sunday.
Okay,
Dr.
well.
Dr. Parker was talking about the Pennsylvania and West Virginia coal mines getting shut down.
Okay, well, yeah. What I want to see from all of our hosts, when they make a statement, I want to see where it's backed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I don't care if it's John Moore or John Stadtmiller. I'll have to ask Mr. Moore where he got that 10,000 figure from, because 10,000 Ruskies operating inside the country is not a good thing.
No.
No. And God love the Ruskies.
God loves them when they're gone.
Yeah. All right. Betty, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
beautiful.
It. All right. Jeez. An aging, old, broken down. Never mind. Did you read this document that I asked you to read, Ron?
Yeah, I pretty much almost cried at the last statement there.
And it's all over the Internet. This was the last statement by Tom Ball. Now, if you don't know who Tom Ball is, he is a recipient of the state's help in New Hampshire, and it was by way of police. And what had happened with this man, he was a father of three. And one night, he had a daughter that he was trying to put down. I think she was, at the time, 4 years of age. And she was doing something really odd. I had a dog that did this one time. Kept wanting to lick my hand. Actually, it was licking the walls. But for some reason, his four-year-old daughter thought it was a pretty neat thing to lick his hand. And he said, stop that. He not only said it once, not twice, but three times. And when she did not stop it, he corrected her. Well, that started the ball rolling. Now, on Thursday morning, June 16th, the Sentinel, the online Sentinel source, printed his, I guess for a lack of better term, manifesto. Tom Ball is dead. Tom Ball killed himself. He took gasoline, poured it on himself, and lit it on fire. He did this in front of the Cheshire County Courthouse. I'm not going to be able to get through this. And, well, I'll just read you what is here. This last statement, the Sentinel received this last statement via mail from the man who insinuated that he planned to set himself on fire in front of the Cheshire County Courthouse, and an explanation of why he intended to do so. Through no further reporting, the Sentinel is confident that this is from the victim of Wednesday afternoon's fire, although police have not yet received confirmation of his identity. The 15-page statement is printed in full, except for the two redacted items, the names of the man's mother and his three children. And they printed this thing and put it online. And it tells the complete story of how this guy had Child Protective Services, by way of the police, enter and invade his entire life. And it is a sad and it is a shocking story. But what's even more shocking is this was not by law. This policy of showing up in domestic dispute has been adopted just by about every state in this country. With one glaring difference. This is not based on law. This is based on police policy, along with the courts, along with the Child Protective Services, and every other bureaucrat out there that is being used to unhinge the man from the family. And he wrote this, and I don't think he ever listened to this network. He was a man that was in the military. I think he was a general. Attained a rank of general after being in the military for 21 years. And he talks about the two sets of books that are being kept. He refers to the first set being the Constitution, and the second set of this codified statutory, yeah, we're going to adopt public policy, and that's law, and we're going to do it at the point of a gun, if you don't like it. Now, if you remember back a few months ago, I picked up the story from the Detroit News about the woman up in Michigan that decided that the state is not going to tell her to keep feeding her kid these dangerous psychotropic mind-altering drugs, which prompted a police raid, and then the story took off from there. Nobody died in this instance. That was a good thing. But this man, I do believe he was, I forgot his age.
I think he was 58.
58, you're right.
Yeah.
58-year-old man that committed suicide because the state had totally destroyed his life. And folks, I would take 15 minutes. That's all it'll take you. 20 minutes if you're a slow reader. You probably are not going to believe this, so you're going to be rereading paid. It might take you 25, maybe a half hour. But this is a man that laid down exactly what had happened to him, and he went out, and he lit himself on fire, and he killed himself. Now, on last Friday's program, there was another man, he's 61 years of age, that went out and committed suicide, and that was the husband of Jane Lesko, of which the lady Betty in Utah mentioned. We had her on the air about 6 weeks ago, along with Vicki Davis, and she was the head of the Schlafly Group. She was the president of that organization out there in Utah, and her husband committed suicide 30 days ago. 2 weeks after I had this woman on the air, her husband went out, well, didn't go anywhere. She came home and found him, 61-year-old man that had lost his job. He couldn't get gainful employment. His unemployment benefits had run out, and he saw no solution except to kill himself. Now, I'm going to try to hold this together because I'm so angry and I'm so emotional right now that it's hard to be professional behind a microphone. And there's a lot of things probably running through the listeners' heads right now of like, well, suicide's not an option. That's the out of a coward. You think so? How many of you out there have ever contemplated suicide, and what stopped you? Because it's final, it's forever, and it takes a hell of a lot of guts to kill yourself. This Tom Ball did it in probably one of the most painful ways imaginable. But he wasn't going to go out without an explanation. And he did explain why he was doing what he was doing. And I got to tell you something, folks. The last thing to leave the train station is always hope. After that, there's nothing. These people lost hope. Do you,
John?
Yes.
John, can I make... I don't think he committed suicide. I think he was making a statement. The only statement that everyone could see, hear, and feel. I think that's what he did. I don't think his intent was to kill himself.
Oh, wait. Which man are you talking about? The guy that poured gasoline on himself and lit himself on fire, Ron?
Yes.
That his intent was not to kill himself?
No, to make a statement.
No. No, you just said, though, and back up here a second, because you said you didn't think the man's intention was to kill himself.
No, I know that's the result of it, but I think he had to bring the focus on the real problem here in America for mankind, for men. And there was no newspaper would listen to him. They wouldn't even print his story until after he had made the statement. And the statement was to focus on how serious he was about this problem in America.
Well,
he had no other means to do it.
Oh, no, he thought that this was a way that he was going to draw attention to this by his death. But the man, The man had intent on doing himself in because he was out of answers. The state had literally destroyed his life through people with shiny badges and guns that really shouldn't have the weight or the so-called authority that they have. But kill himself he did. And this is... How many of you out there have read this off of the web? How many of you? You know, do you think I post these stories just for to throw something up on the web? Is this just a place to come and park yourself for a couple hours so you can click on and listen to this show? How many of you people out there actually took the time to read this story? How many of you? I want to hear from you today. Quit sitting on your dead asses and get involved. Please. It's quite frankly, I'm running out of time, energy, money, and patience. I've only been doing this for 20 years. Ron, you've been doing it for 30.
Is about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need TheraVim. TheraVim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and TheraVim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit TheraVim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. 583-1093.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Well, Ron, guess what happened during the break?
I hope you won the lottery.
Every one of our online feeds disappeared.
Oh, goodness.
They crashed.
Hey, guys.
They crashed it. Now, I wonder why that is. Are we getting a little bit too close to something? Are we making somebody a little bit uncomfortable? Is the fact that we're talking about news that they don't want out to the general public? And who is the man that has the power to put his finger on an internet switch? This is not coincidence. And I am not one of those far-flung, I'm scared of my own shadow kind of guys. Do I have any other callers? All right. Interesting.
That is interesting. So it just crashed on you.
Generally you'll have a stream that goes down, maybe two or three.
Mm-hmm.
But how many streams do we have, Michael? We have five streams? Five or six simultaneously. They never all go down simultaneously, ever.
Well, someone's listening to you.
Is this supposed to worry me?
I hope not. I hope not. I have to quote what Mr. Ball said about, I guess, his favorite general, General Stark. He said, "You tell those boys I said live free or die, that death is not the worst of evils." I think that's what Tom was talking about when he demonstrated that death is not the greatest of evils. He was making a statement to protect his children and their children.
Well, yeah. Well, no, I mean, it was a martyr move is what it was, to bring attention to what had happened to him. And what has happened to him has happened to many, 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 many other people in this country. You know, they have orders. The police have orders. When they show up on a domestic dispute, whether it's between siblings or mother and child or whatever it is, just like the story that we ran last week, I think it was, I played the clip last Thursday or Friday, Fox 10 News out of Phoenix, Arizona. Woman was in an argument with her son. She dialed 911. Oh, my son. Well, they showed up. He wasn't violent. He wasn't armed. He didn't give the cops, you know, any threatening gestures, didn't give them any crap, except to say, what are you doing here? Don't you have to have a warrant to come in somebody's house? Whereas the police officer took out his weapon, pointed it at the guy's head, and said, "We don't need a warrant, you stupid MF-er." Now, here was a problem. There was a 14-year veteran that was with him, a sergeant of 14 years. And supposedly they're doing their investigation. Oh, by the way, he took the time to shoot the dog and then point the gun back at the man again. The man that was not armed, was not aggressive toward the police officers in any way. But now we've got judge, jury, and executioner showing up. Remember what happened in Indiana. The Supreme Court ruled that the police do not need warrants to enter your home. Game on! A lot of you guys out there that proclaim that you're there to protect and serve the public, you better get real familiar with the Constitution, and you better re-examine your public policy. We'll take the break. We'll be back.